Welcome to another episode of You Have to Meet My Friends. It is Saturday, April 27th, and the other day I was laughing so hard because I got a chance to be on the show with my best friend in the whole entire world. His name is Willie, and Williams Howard Simmons, and I'm actually going to call him here in a second, but I wanted to tell all of you thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the show, listening to the podcast, sharing it, subscribing, putting on the notification, doing all those things. And it's incredible because we have so many different aspects of the show. Number one is the interview side. I get to interview some of the most iconic people in the world. If you see in the back, if you're watching on YouTube or on Spotify, if you're listening in the back of me, there's always some Oilers memorabilia. I've got Eddie George autographed ball up there, and getting to have him on the podcast is an absolute dream. We will have, and mark my words, we will have De La Soul at some point. They have been the soundtrack of my life, and they are the top of the food chain for me. I'm a huge hip hop head, and we definitely will have them. But we have the interview side where I interview iconic people. They all give advice to my kids by name. We also have the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, which we call the wisdom and the vibe. And we created that playlist on Spotify and on YouTube. So you can subscribe to either one of those or all of them. And you can share those with all your friends too. And we also have this episode, which we're doing today, which makes me laugh so much because it's where I call my friends randomly and don't tell them that they're going to be on the podcast. But, I ask them, after they actually come on and, if they're willing to be on the podcast, and then they do it. So why don't you say we get this party started? I am going to go to my phone right now. I've got some really cool friends, and I always tell people that it's probably one of the coolest things to be able to have some of these people in my life. And this guy that I'm about to call is my best friend since I've been in fourth grade. It's been 40 years. Has it been 40? I think it's been 40 years that we've been friends. So since I was 9 years old. So let's call Willie because we always get a great, an incredible, incredible conversation with this guy, and he's gonna laugh at me because he's probably at a soccer game right now, and let's see if we could get him. Sometimes on this show, I get skunked, but that's the reality.
What up, man?
Are you at a soccer game?
Yeah, we're just leaving the field right now.
You are?
Yep.
What if I was to tell you that you're on the podcast right now?
I would tell you that you must be running out of friends.
Why would that be, man?
Because either that or I'm just your favorite friend.
It is, man.
I must be your favorite friend.
I dreamed about this when we were kids, that someday we would be able to do this. And then with scheduling, it's tough. How many children do you have? Tell all the listeners.
I have two sons.
What ages?
8 and 13.
Okay, 8 and 13. Daxie 8, Gavin 13. What did they score today?
No. Well, Gavin, no.
Okay.
Daxie's game is at 2.
Is he? Okay, so you're in between.
Yes.
How are you able to manage driving from one place to the other like that, man?
It's just survival, man. Parental survival. You kind of transform into a parental Uber driver.
Oh yeah.
But you don't get paid. It costs you money. You don't get paid.
Hey, man, what are you thinking? Did you get a chance to watch any of the playoffs yesterday?
I watched the T-Wolves blow out the Suns.
Okay. Do you think that's going to be a sweep?
Yes.
Yes?
100%. And the Lakers are getting swept today.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
LeBron is the worst general manager in basketball history.
I would like to for us to be able to have some unsubstantiated sports commentary.
Oh, okay.
I think this is good because neither of us have studied have gone to school for it. Neither of us played. Well, you played at a very high level at Whittier College.
That's right.
Was that Division III?
Yes.
Okay, so Division III collegiate athlete. So I mean, you have the chops. I played up until my junior year, I think. I played maybe in my senior year, I think a little bit before I had a bad attitude and quit.
Right.
Yeah. So that qualifies us to be able to have conversations about professional sports.
Yo, absolutely.
Who do you...
And I think that LeBron James' decline is directly proportional to the receding of his hairline.
Do you think that he should have just let it go?
Especially being a black man, like, you can't be pulling a George Jefferson. You can't be going for that black Ben Franklin look. It's a travesty. Any brother worth his S would just shave it off.
Hey, you know what I think would be really funny, but I don't think this dude will answer for me. Could you call Dale and bring him on to the call?
You want me to do that right now?
Yeah, you could. I think this would be amazing. Cause if we could get Dale has probably the greatest one-liners of all time. This is another one of our friends from high school.
All right. Hold on one second.
So what I love about these episodes, guys, is that we get a mixed bag. Sometimes we get, people that don't answer our calls and then other people that do. And I've wanted to forever to be able to have a show where I actually have William, my best friend, who you guys are listening to, on the show. But schedules are tough, things like that. So what I did is I set it up where I would say, like, look, let me just call these guys randomly and see if, you know, they'll come on the show with me and be here. And it is...
No dice, man.
No dice.
Yep.
Do you think that Dave would answer?
Potentially.
He never answers my call. Do you... I mean, we've been friends since seventh grade. But that guy is the busiest guy on the planet.
Yep. Want me to try Dave?
Yeah, try Dave.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay. I think people are catching on at times where, you know, when I'm calling. But we get a mixed bag. I think it's quite fun. If you haven't checked out other episodes too, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day is the playlist called Wisdom and the Vibe. And this is about 10 minute commentary that you guys get a chance to be able to experience. And for me, it is, you know, it's been a really cool journey. Got more response on that playlist than any other that we've ever done, including all the interviews, things like that, which the interviews are amazing.
No dice
on that one either.
But I got Daxie up in the house.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Daxie, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, Daxie, how does it feel to be the number one supporter of the podcast?
Amazing.
It does. Well, you are amazing, man. And let me ask you this. Where did you get to go the other day when you were supposed to be in school and then you had a dentist appointment, supposedly?
The Angels game.
The Angels game. Are the Angels your favorite team?
Yeah, they're like one of my favorite teams.
They're one of your favorite. Who's your favorite team?
It's Dodgers and Angels.
Dodgers and Angels. So can you tell
and
me
Padres.
And Padres too?
Yeah.
Okay, who would you pick if you got to pick any of them? Who would you pick?
Angels.
And who would be your favorite player of all time?
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. Have you got to see him hit a home run?
Yeah.
Yes. Daxie, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love your dad?
1,000.
1,000. Okay, do me the favor. What is your favorite song right now that you listen to your dad, listen to with your dad, and you know all the lyrics to?
Eazy-E.
Eazy-E. What is the song from Eazy-E?
No More Questions.
And you know all the lyrics to this too, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Daxie, do you like MF Doom or did your dad force you to listen to it?
I like some of MF Doom's songs.
But are there some that you don't like?
Yeah.
Your dad makes us listen to it all the time. And because I've been your friend, your dad's friend and brother for years and years and years, I've had to listen to his music that has made my ears bleed sometimes. Does he do that to you too?
Not really.
Not really. So give me another song. Give me another song that you and your dad listen to and you shout the lyrics at the top of your lungs.
Straight Outta Compton.
Can you give me a lyric from Straight Outta Compton?
Straight Outta Compton, crazy little special name Ice Cube, the name with the attitude. I got a sawed off, I got rod off. Squeeze the trigger out of your butt now. You two gonna go with me when the police ever come and get me off your butt. That's how it's going now. A dumb little sketcher was going out.
And you notice that he's self-censored.
I love you, Daxie. Daxie, you are amazing, man. I absolutely love you. Daxie, when do you turn 9?
3 months.
3 months. What would you like for your birthday?
A Lambo.
A Lambo. What color of Lambo?
Blue.
Blue. Do you think that your dad's going to get you that Lambo?
I don't know.
I think that he should. I think that he should. You guys are on your, way, Willie, are you guys on your way back to the house?
Yep.
Okay. Well, man, I love you. I know you're spending time with the little man. Dude, that NWA Daxie was my favorite thing of the day.
Well, you know, those Dad of the Year votes don't earn themselves.
Hey, Daxie.
So I'm just doing the work, man. I'm just doing the work.
But that's Father of the Year, dude. I mean, the fact that you are helping him to become a connoisseur of hip hop and real good hip hop, it is a good thing. But the Doom thing, man, I mean, would you say that more people liked Doom once he passed away?
I would say, yeah. More people, you know, had an awareness.
Little known fact about Doom. Tell them.
This Daniel Dumoulin. And he originally was in a group called KMD. And they put out two albums, and their second album was they were having issues with their record label, and the record. So they had theirs produce this album cover art that was just like super duper controversial, and they weren't gonna release the album, but it eventually was. But yeah, the album art was pretty nuts.
Was it bad? I didn't see it.
It was it was, the album was called Black Bastards.
Okay.
and so the album cover was pretty racially controversial, shall I say.
Why did you like lock on to Doom and then make all of our friends anytime we have a party have to listen to Doom?
Because he's a genius. A straight up lyrical genius, and probably has the wittiest, smartest rhymes. Like there are rhymes that he has that I didn't fully figure out until 10 years later.
Do you put him in your top five?
Personally, yes.
Where do you put him on that? Do you put him as number one?
No, I don't. If I have a top five, it's just five.
Okay.
Five people. I don't rank them. I don't believe in that because it's too nuanced, man.
Well, I think too, when we were talking yesterday, I sent you a song. I sent you the song Nobody with Nas, and it had the, Lauren had a verse on it. And that verse to me, I believe that she's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
Do you think she's one of the most slept on?
100%. I think that she's probably the most slept on. You know, because she's ignored. Because she's not out there talking about WAP. WAP and GAPs and all kinds of nonsense. Like, that's how, black female rappers get in the game. They have to say some wild S.
Like Ice Spice?
And it really doesn't have much to do with talent. Yes, like Ice Spice, buddy.
Oh, yeah, and he's added to Justin now.
Who's that? What did he say?
He said he needs Maddox's Justin.
He needs Maddox's what?
His Maddox's Jetson scooter.
Okay, all right. We got to get that handled.
Your father is in negotiations, sir.
We got to get that handled right away. It's waiting on you, Daxi. He's excited about it. You're excited about it. We'll make it happen, Daxi. I promise. Hey, Daxi, do you realize that at your age is when I met your dad?
What?
Yeah, when your dad was your age, 8 o'clock, 8 or 9, then him and I met, and we've been friends that long. That's pretty cool. So be careful of the friends that you have around you, Daxi. And cherish them too. And then flex on them like your dad did on me. You know what your dad used to do to me, Daxi?
What?
He used to go and get cheese and melt the cheese in the microwave. And then when I would look over, because I was kind of hungry, I'd look over and I'd be like, man, that looks kind of good. He'd be like, this was the last one.
That's right. It was the last one, man. You know. So, therefore, you had to go hungry.
Yeah, but that was the great thing because you always treated me like I was an actual member of the family.
Yep.
And that was including in college.
Yep.
Daxi, do you know that your dad one time when I stayed the night in his dorm room? He slept on top of 3 covers and he didn't sleep underneath them while I slept on the floor with nothing, like no blanket, and it was cold. And then he got up and I thought he was going to give me one of his blankets, but he went and got a small hand towel and laid it on top of me and then got back on his 3 covers on his bed.
Hey, but did we not sneak you into the cafeteria for 3 square meals a day anytime that you were hanging out?
This is absolutely true. So, Whittier, I want to thank you because you helped me to be able to get a college education when I couldn't have one. And is that Gavin in the car too?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a deep voice. Gavin, what is your favorite song that you sing the lyrics to with your dad?
Carnival. Just kidding.
I don't know.
What is it?
Wu-Tang, maybe?
Wu-Tang.
Protect Your Neck?
Wu-Tang.
Didn't...
All Caps?
And All Caps. Wu-Tang, ain't nothing. Wu-Tang, ain't nothing.
Hey, man. Like I said, those Dad of the Year votes do not earn themselves.
I love you, man. What's the last concert that you took Gavin to?
Little Brother.
Little Brother. But you took him to Wu-Tang, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. Gavin, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Yes, you're being raised right.
I'm 13.
That's getting deep there, Mr. Gavin. That voice is getting deep. Sound like your dad.
Wait, is this on the podcast?
Oh, you're on the podcast right now, Daxie.
What?
Yeah, you're going to have to comment on this when you get home. Daxie, for everyone out there listening, Daxie is my nephew, and he is one of the biggest supporters of the podcast. And I want to thank you, Daxie, because on almost every episode, he comments on YouTube. He sends it out. He just shows love. And Daxie, you are such an inspiration, man. Your smile, dude, is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You're awesome, man. And I love your big brother, too. Your big brother he's one of the funniest cats. Like, I was on the phone, Gavin, the other day with your dad when you started giving him the business.
Right. That's all I get. Yeah. I get the business constantly.
I think
Gavin, being the 13-year-old he is, he already went in the house.
Okay. All right. So he's out of here.
He took off.
Okay.
Right away.
Well, Daxie, I know you got to spend some time with your dad. Your dad, it means the world to me. Literally my best friend in the whole entire world. And be conscious of your friends. Be nice to them. Love on them. Uncle Willie, you're the greatest. You're better than advertised.
Man, that's so much hype. I feel overhyped, man.
You're the man. People, you're gonna be a legend, dude. And the comment of you saying you must be running out of friends because I called you.
Gavin, why are you thinking about my body?
Oh man. Oh, yes, sir.
Can you give him some Willie wisdom? Because I've got Willie wisdom throughout my whole entire life. So what can you drop on them today on a Saturday to be able to really make someone's day?
We're going to Angels game.
Yeah, wake up and go to an Angels game. That'll make your day.
There we go.
what I will say is that, just wake up with the intention of being a better human being than you were the day before. And that's it, man. Short and sweet.
You're awesome, man. I love you guys. Daxie, I love you. Thank you for being the number one supporter and fan of the podcast. I love you, buddy.
And if you see any opportunities to place votes for Dad of the Year, you know who that guy is.
Hey, take us out with some lyrics. Hit us, Daxie.
Okay. What do we do? He wants to have a friend around the way.
Easy.
But he shouldn't say, shut the fuck
up. Oh, my God. CPS is going to be at my door in an hour.
I love this. This is great. Daxie, you're a star. You're an absolute star. I love you, buddy.
Awesome, man. Hey, good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, my man.
Okay, love you, buddy.
Love you, too. All peace. Right,
bye-bye. I keep telling you that I have the greatest friends in the whole entire world. And let me see if I can... We go from one extreme of my friend to the other. I want to see if I can get this young man on the phone. It's a very tough one to be able to get it, but hopefully I can get him. Boom. And let's see here. I'm going to see if I can get this young lady. This woman is a very, very important woman to me in my life. And I think she will answer.
Hello.
How you doing, Nanny?
I'm great. What's happening?
I'm just hanging out. Would you be open to being on the podcast?
Today?
Yeah.
Kind of right in the middle of stuff right now.
What are you right in the middle of right now, Nanny?
Well, helping the mechanic get ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if I told you that you were live on the podcast right now?
I'd say you're crazy. You can't do that to me.
Can you sign off on it, though? Would you be okay just for a second?
Yes.
Okay. Course. All right, Nanny, the greatest mother-in-law of all time. She's the greatest nanny of all time. Would you ever be willing to sell your cookie recipe?
Absolutely. I'll share it with anybody that wants to have it.
How did you come up with this cookie recipe?
It's just a basic recipe, and all I really do is put more chocolate chips in it than anybody else would.
And they're the greatest cookies of all time.
The problem is they never, no two batches have ever turned out the same, because depending on who helps me, see, we taste for poison along the way. So you take the butter and the sugar and you mix it together. Now, if just one person's helping me, or if three are helping me, then that's more butter and sugar that are missing. And then you add the eggs and the vanilla and you taste along the way. So by the time it gets time to put the flour in it, it's never the same recipe because I don't ever have the same people helping. So I will give you the recipe, but it will never turn out like we make it, because we taste for poison and put love in it.
What is the thing that is making you smile the most right now?
The memories of making them with my grandkids.
Yes.
Because all of them, it's like we never, ever, ever have made a batch of cookies where we don't taste for poison, and it's just not fun. It's the event. It's not the cookie.
What's the recipe for being such a cool grandma? Because when you come to town, like it's like Brooklyn and I don't exist anymore. So this is a part that I want to learn, because I would like to exist at some point, but I don't until you actually get on the plane.
You know, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I love my grandkids more than anything. And from the time that the very first one was born, I decided I was going to be a part of their life. Because when they're little, they're so loving and non-judgmental. But when they get to be teenagers, they have their own lives and their friends. And I decided from day one, I wanted to be a part of my kids' lives. Even if while they were teenagers, I didn't want much to do with me, I knew they'll come back around when they get older. I am bound and determined to have a relationship with my grandkids. And I do it with love because I love them. I'll do anything for them. And I don't know.
Well, you do such a phenomenal, phenomenal job with them. I mean, to see you're Mary Poppins. How do you... Seriously, like you come to town and the laundry is done, you put sugar on everything, the kids are fed, the dog is walked. How much, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Skylar?
I would say.
Hold on, Nanny. You paused.
No.
You paused on that.
Yeah, because when she barks, it's a 2.
Yeah.
Maybe even a 1.
I would say it's a 0.
But maybe. Maybe it's clear down there. But other than that, I kind of feel bad for her. She just wants to be loved. She's just a furry thing that came to a family who wants to be loved. I'm allergic to animals, and so I don't really get to be, snuggly ugly with her, But I don't dislike her until she barks. Ugh.
McKenna has said on multiple occasions that she's the favorite grandchild. Could you substantiate that?
They're all my favorite.
Ah.
She is definitely on that favorite list, though. Yep.
What about favorite son-in-laws?
Oh, you're my favorite.
There we go. You heard it here. You're helping McKenna with her hair for what? What is she doing tonight?
Oh, she's in a school musical.
Mm-hmm.
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah.
And I know that you and Grandpa Alika are doing one, are trying to do every ballpark throughout the country. What's the next one for you to hit?
Well, we're going to go to Petco you know, in 2 weeks. We've been to that one before. So the new one this year was Wrigley. We try to do one new one a year because it's kind of expensive to get to some of those further away ones. We've done pretty much all the California and Eastern or Western coast stuff. So we need to head east. So Wrigley was the big one this year. We'll do Petco this year and probably do the minor league bees in Utah when we go in July. So
tell me that I've never got to ask you this question, but you like, I've never seen anybody manage finances the way that you do. What's your secret?
I don't know.
But it's incredible. I mean, you have the you do it at such a, I mean, you don't put it in people's face, anything like that, but you manage and you manage finances in such a way that it's so inspiring, but I've never got to ask you the question. Is there a secret?
I, you know, if I don't need it, I won't buy it, but I like to have the money there to spoil the kids and grandkids around me. I didn't go without when I was raised. When I was young, we weren't rich. My mom made all of our clothes. You know, we ate at home. We didn't do extravagant trips, but we did them. I didn't go without, but I never had the best of the best. And I know that there's a lot of people that kind of went without when they were kids, and that, I don't know. I want my kids to have and grandkids to have the things that they want when they're little, so that when they're older, that they feel, I don't know. I want them to feel like they can enjoy life and enjoy those fun things that they like to do and have. I don't know.
Well, you're brilliant. You're brilliant at it. I know you're working hard right now, and I appreciate you even answering the phone and agreeing to be on the podcast. I love you, Nanny. I can't wait to eat some cookies, and I'm going to be home in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Sound good?
I can't wait to see you. Yeah, thank you for including me.
You are awesome. I love you. You're the greatest.
I love you. All right.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Like I was telling you, I think that I have the greatest friends in the whole entire world. This has been another episode of You Have to Meet My Friends. You met Willie. You're going to meet him more. You had Daxie, who's 8 years old, rap NWA, and then Eazy-E. Talk about Wu-Tang Clan, MF Doom. And to be able to meet my mother-in-law, which is Nanny. She's an absolute legend with the greatest cookies of all time. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in and rocking with us on the podcast. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.